Dealing with anger. Today, on the Ultimate Ground Rules.
But I have raised you up for this very purpose, that I might show you my power, and that my name might be proclaimed in all the earth. Welcome to the Ultimate Ground Rules, a podcast built specifically to encourage, empower, and strengthen the faith of coaches as they live out their God-given purpose to develop the next generation of leaders. And now, your host, Dave Pritchard.
Hello and welcome to the Ultimate Ground Rules. I am your host, Dave Pritchard, and I want to thank you for taking a few minutes out of your day to join the show. Please don't forget to like, share, and subscribe to the podcast so that we can expand our reach and encourage more coaches. By now, most of our spring sports coaches are either in full swing or at least starting their seasons. While we are all passionate about our jobs, this can be a hectic and a stressful time. Often, a high level of stress when accompanied with frustration can lead to anger. Recently, there's been some debate in the media about anger and hard coaching. During the NCAA basketball tournament, Michigan State coach Tom Izzo came under fire for a display of anger and frustration with a player. Although I do have opinions, just like each of you, I'm not here to express my thoughts on the episode, but I do believe that it is a relevant time for us to take a quick look at what Scripture says about anger and how it should shape us as coaches. A few passages came to my mind on the subject, and I want to share them with you today, along with some thoughts. The first is Proverbs 29:11. It says, "Foolish people let their anger run wild, but wise people keep themselves under control." The book of Proverbs is a book of wisdom, and we certainly find some here. Basically, this passage of Scripture tells us to keep our anger in check. I don't think that it totally calls for the complete elimination of anger, but it does make clear that anger should not dominate our life or be allowed to grow and fester. As coaches, there are times that we will be frustrated, stressed, and grow angry. I even believe that sometimes our anger is justified and may be needed and called for. The major question, though, is what's the source of our anger? What does it really reveal? In the book of Jonah, we're given an example of anger revealing selfishness and misplaced motives. God asked Jonah to go to Nineveh and call upon the people to repent. And Nineveh was the worst of the worst. Jonah had no love for these people, and he refused to go. And we all know the story as God allows Jonah to be thrown overboard a ship in the midst of his running, be swallowed by a fish, and eventually spit out so that he can rethink his plans and follow through with God's request. Jonah does just that, but his heart, it still isn't right. The people of Nineveh repent, and Jonah becomes upset that God stays his hand of wrath. In chapter 4 of Jonah, we see Jonah basically go sit on a hill and hope that God's wrath eventually comes upon Nineveh. He's in a hot desert dealing with extreme heat, and God causes a plant to grow that provides Jonah relief. Jonah's glad that this happens, but the next morning, God allows a worm to come and destroy the plant, and suddenly Jonah is back to dealing with this extreme heat. Interestingly, in Jonah 4, verse 9, God asks Jonah, "Do you do well to be angry?" Ultimately, this is a question that reveals that Jonah's heart is misguided, as he cares more about that plant than he does the people of Nineveh. When dealing with anger and frustration, this same question lingers with me. Do you do well to be angry? In other words, what are the underlying motivations for your anger? As a coach, are you angry because a mistake or a situation affects your win-loss record, your status? Or are you angry because you want the best for the young men or women in your program? I believe those are two very different things. In one sense, prideful anger should have no place in your approach as a coach. On the other hand, while it should be limited, anger that moves one to action may be beneficial when it's in the best interest of your athlete's development. Ultimately, I believe Scripture tells us our anger should be kept in check. It must not be a product of selfish motives, and ultimately, it should not lead us to sin. In Ephesians chapter 4, that's the message that Paul tells the church of Ephesus. Don't let your anger lead to sin. As a coach, we must allow these three guiding principles to shape our behavior. Keep your anger in check, don't be selfish, and don't allow it to fester and produce sin in your life. Our players are watching our every move, and they're going to respond to stressful times based on what they know and see regularly. Everybody's heard the phrase, you are what you know, and your players know what they see. And if this is the case, we must not give our athletes permission to display inappropriate anger because they have first seen it in us. Lastly, remember that athletics is a tool. It's not the end game. Use the tool to develop the men and women in your program to reach their full potential. If this is the focus, then selfish anger will fade away. Thanks again for joining us on the show today. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe to the podcast so we can reach as many coaches as possible with a word of encouragement. Never forget, your job is important. God loves you, and He has a plan for you. Continue to build tomorrow's leaders and stand firm in the faith.